like a blitz from the secondary, this season was a surprise for T.J. Ward.
Kind of just hit us out of nowhere. We kind of didn't really, when the playoffs started, you know, we thought Atlanta would maybe have a shot, but it's like, whoa.
The Falcons aren't T.J.'s team, but he and his parents will spend the weekend rooting them on as his brother hits the field for Atlanta.
It's like, yo, we both are playing in the Super Bowl, both been able to say we, as brothers, played the NFL and in the Super Bowl, and hopefully be Super Bowl champs when it's done. So it's definitely a blessing. My parents are smiling ear to ear, man. They just walk around looking happy. So, you know, I'm happy for them.
T.J. wants to see his brother smiling after the game as well. So he hasn't been shy about sharing the secrets to his Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, I'm told him to have fun, you know, enjoy everything that's going on. But, you know, focus on the game and don't take it like a regular game. Don't treat it less or more. You know, just treat it like a regular. And the guys that go into the game relax and prepare like it's a regular game, that's going to be the better team.
Championship football, baby. You want to be a champ or not?
After Sunday, the clock will start on a new NFL season with a new head coach for the Broncos, which means the excitement is already starting to build for Broncos leaders like TJ.
We're going to enjoy this time, but, you know, when you have a season where you miss the playoffs, you can't wait to get back to work, so that's where we're at. Coach Joseph, I don't know too much about him yet, but just from the talks we've had, you know, I'm excited. He seemed like he has a great plan for us. You know, I've heard, you know, he's a player's coach. He has a defensive back background, so it's going to be defensive minded and, you know, just ready to get going again.
In Houston, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.